我们同有一点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你在我们身上要显明你自己的作为。
Because upon us, you will manifest your own work.
所以你带领我们不住地学习生命的功课。
So you continually lead us to learn the lessons of life.
主啊，我们跟随你的时候，我们起初是看不见你自己的恩慈和我们的缺欠。
Lord, as we begin to follow you, we do not see at the beginning your grace and our shortcomings.
但是感谢主。
But we thank thee, Lord.
你慢慢慢慢叫我们看见问题多半出自是在我们自身上。
Gradually, more and more, you show us how the issue always lies with us.
你是时刻都站在我们旁边来显明你是我们的挽回，你是我们的拯救，你更是我们的神。
Constantly, you are by our side to manifest unto us that you are the one who restores us, and you are the one who delivers us, and even more so, you are our God.
主啊，当我们在生命里面有点成长的时候，
Lord, as you continue to let us grow in our life,
求主把我们带到更深入一点。
Lord, we pray that you will lead us even deeper.
好叫你心里的话和你手中的工作在我们的里面是起了一个非常明显引导的作用。
So that the word of your, in your heart and the work of your hand would clearly display unto us how you have led us.
外面的事物虽然时刻骚扰我们。
And even though external matters constantly disturb us.
但是感谢主。
But we thank thee, Lord.
你在我们里面所做的工比这一切都更强。
The work which you do within us is much more greater than all of these.
要叫我们行走的时候所看见的是你在我们的前面。
So that as we continue to walk ahead, we can see that you're the one who is before us.
我们是跟随你的人。
And we are those who follow after thee.
所以你是不住用作你的恩手来扶持我们。
So you continue to use your gracious hand to support us.
也用着你无限的恩典来托住我们。
And you use your infinite grace to sustain us.
主，我们要向你低头敬拜。
Our Lord, we have to bow our head and worship thee.
我们今天晚上继续在诗篇里边往前走。
This evening, as we continue onward into Psalms.
主，我求你借着赐人智慧和启示的灵开我们的窍。
Lord, we pray that through the spirit of wisdom and of revelation, you will open up our understanding.
叫我们看见你永远是扶持我们的神。
So that we would always see your God who sustains us.
你要叫我们学会了，肯定了，跟随你的脚中行。
So that we would learn and acknowledge to follow after your footsteps.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank thee, Lord.
因为你的带领绝不会把我们带到主以外。
And because your guidance would not lead us outside of the Lord.
父是怎样，你就领我们到父的面前去学习父的荣耀、信实和恩典的扶持。
How the Father is, you lead us before the Father to learn of His glory, His grace, and His faithfulness.
荣耀要归给你。
We give you all the glory.
感谢归给你。
And we give you all the thanks.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 我们感谢神。
We thank God.
到了诗篇第二卷，我们很明显的领会得到神对一个属神的人的带领是比以前是更近了一步。
Very clearly we're able to see in the volume 2 of the Psalms the guidance of the Lord upon those who follow after him are even a step further.
我们看第一章的时候，弟兄姊妹应该还是非常清楚的记得的。
Brothers and sisters ought to remember clearly previously
人是给事物所催逼才会到神的面前。
In volume 1, how man will only come before God's presence when we are urged on by external matters.
所以那个难处的那个起头 你都发觉出自我们自己本身。
Therefore, we will discover many of the difficulties we have amongst those issues lies amongst, from us.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
经过了一段的时日。
After a period of days,
我们属灵的生命是有点成长。
Our spiritual life have a bit of maturity.
我们看到许多的难处是我们自己把它加添它的力度的。
We discover we are the very ones who increase the degree of difficulty upon ourselves.
不过虽然外面时间上所摆出来的问题是有它一定的压力。
Even though there would be a certain degree of pressure based on the difficulties which we face.
但是真正叫我们里面感觉受不了的不是外面的压力。
But in fact, it is not the external pressures that will cause us to be unbearable from within.
是我们自己本身。
It is we ourselves who create those stress and pressure upon ourselves.
人从堕落了以后,
ever since man fell,
非常严重的一个难处乃是我们永远是看自己是对的。
A very great difficulty which we have is that we are always believe that we are right.
因此我们对一切不肯接受我们的感觉的人，我们都觉得是他们的责任。
Therefore, anyone who disagrees with us, we feel it is upon their responsibility that they do not agree with us.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
那当我们成长到诗篇第二篇的那一个学习的实际的时候。
As we mature and we reach volume 2 of the Psalms and enter into the reality of those life lessons.
神的灵开始叫我们看到难处的根源是在我们的本身。
The Spirit of God begins to show us that we would recognize the origin of those difficulties lie within ourselves.
所以上次我们看42篇、43篇的时候我们很清楚地看到。
So last time when we shared upon Psalm 42 and 43, we said clearly.
这一个可拉后裔的难处是从哪里开始呢？
Where was the difficulty upon Korah, the sons of Korah?
不错，环境上是有一点影响。
That's true that the external circumstances would be somewhat of an influence.
但是真正在我们里面挑起难处的重担来的呢？
But what is truly the source that will cause the difficulty for us to have this burden?
是我们自己。
It is within ourselves.
所以我们从那两篇诗篇里头都看到那些可拉人在难处中间最难承担的是什么呢？
So we saw very clearly within these two Psalms what is the greatest difficulty amongst those who are the descendants of Korah which they bear.
是别人指着他们所相信的神而挑衅他们说你所信的神在哪里？
It is others pointing to them, mocking them, where is the God in whom you believe?
我们弟兄姊妹经过一些事情的时候你会很深的领会这一句话的重量。
Now, brothers and sisters, after we have gone through with some experiences of our own, then we're able to understand the heaviness of such words from others.
我们常常会发觉别人骂我们一句我们还容易接受一点。
Very often, perhaps we'll discover when others scold at us, it may be easier for us to bear.
但是别人挑战我们的神的时候，我们里面就有一个这样的感觉是说，你为什么要挑战我的神？
But when others challenge us concerning God and challenge God, then we perhaps will feel, why is it that you would challenge me in this way?
因着人是这样的来挑战
It is because when others would scornfully challenge us in this way, then within we find it difficult to bear.
所以在那两篇的话里头, 弟兄姊妹们一再发现他在那里的叹息,
therefore, when we shared on these two chapters, we can see there's a long sighing there, and what is the central thought behind such sighing?
当然，别人的那个质问，是闻起他心里头的不大喜乐。
Now, of course, when others question us in this way, and we are not joyful within,
但是最大的困扰不是那个不大的喜乐，而是你里面起了一个疑惑：神为什么你在这样的时间里面离弃我？
Yet the most troubling thought for us is not upon the challenge from others, but within ourselves there raises this doubt on our own that God, why is it at this particular time you will depart from me? And that you have forsaken and no longer remember
me.
Such a thought really suppresses upon us and will not deliver us in the spirit in our soul.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God.
那在这两篇的里边都同样摆出这样的一个实际来。
It is in these two Psalms, this reality is placed forth before us.
当我们在那里怀疑神,
when it seems as if we are doubtful and we question God that He has already forsaken us. Now within us, we have this sense, this thought that no, God has not forsaken us. Even though I am troubled in this way, in this sorrow, it is without logic. Then, brothers and sisters, we have to ask,
这个感觉怎么来的?
Now, how did this thought come about?
怎么在外面我们的感觉是我们受压力?
Why is it without, externally, we feel there's a pressure?
但是当我们感觉外面受压力的时候, 为什么里面?
Now, yet, even with these external pressures from without, within, we still feel a sense of security. Then the sense of security within us, on the contrary, we pose the same question to us. Why is it you have such a thought that God has forsaken you?
慢慢你就发觉, 你说我感觉是这样的,
now gradually we'll discover, well, that's how I feel.
那这些感觉是这样, 你能不能说, 我想是, 应该是这样吧?
If we feel that way, can we merely answer, well, that's just the way I feel, so I think that's the way it is.
而不然的话, 怎么会有这些事?
Otherwise, why would I feel this way? And it seems to be the case.
说起来好像很对,
reasonably, it seems right.
但是很有意思,
but that is very interesting.
当你在那边这样想, 这样说的时候,
when we think in this way and we say it along these lines,
有一个实际的光景出现了,
now there is a reality that appears.
用着这两篇诗篇上的话来说,
and using the words from these two Psalms,
说什么呢?
Now, what are the words here?
他说, 当我感觉外面的压力很不容易承担的时候,
that is when the psalmist says that when I feel the external pressures are difficult to bear,
我脸上好像有一个发表, 神还是我的神。
And that my countenance still has this understanding that yet He is my God.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我们要留意的就是, 这两句话原来的意思是什么样?
We have to take note what these words originally mean.
他说, 我们就感觉到, 他是我脸上的帮助。
The psalmist says, who is the health of my countenance, or he is my help?
是我的帮助。
He is my help.
在我在没有力气的时候。
And it is when I am weak and without strength. 神
做了我的帮助。
That God himself is my help.
这样我在难过疑惑的当中，我才看见我还是有路走。
That is in my difficulty, in my doubting, God shows me I still yet have a path.
所以才问自己那个问题。我为什么有忧闷？
Therefore, the psalmist asked himself this question, Why art thou cast down, O my soul?
神真的是离开我吗？
Now, did God truly depart from me?
如果他神真的是离开我的话，
If God truly have left me,
那为什么我觉得我里面还有一点平静安稳呢？
Why is it yet I still have the sense of peace and security within?
我里面还是觉得那么实在的光景。我是站立在主的面前。
Why is it within I'm still very steadfast that I'm standing in the position with God?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那42、43这两篇，整篇下来的时候，他们连接是围绕着一个点。
It is in these two Psalms, 42 and 43, it surrounds this particular point.
神是不是再是我的帮助？
Is God yet still my help?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那我们看到四十篇。
When we reach chapter 44.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
四十篇好像就给我们一个很明显的答复。
It seems as if chapter Psalm 44 gives us a very clear answer.
那个答复是什么呢？
What is that answer?
是神在过去的日子怎么带领我？
That is in the days past how God has led me.
不仅是带领我。
Not only me.
也带领我们的祖宗。
But also our fathers.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以第44篇一开始。
So at the beginning of Psalm 44.
好像就是接着42、43所提出的问题来给一个解答。
It seems as if it follows the previous chapter to the questioning that this is the answer.
那个解答的内容是什么？
Now, what is the content of this answer?
神啊，你在我们这个民族的身上。
That is God upon this race, upon this nation.
或者说，神啊，你在我这一个人的身上。
In other words, God upon me.
你做了什么事？
What is the work you have done?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你留意四十四篇一开始。
We take note at the very beginning of Psalm 44.
他说神啊。你在古时
says, O God, in the days of old.
你在古时
that is even in the times of old.
那是过去很长久的日子
that is in the days of the past, long ago.
你做了什么事呢？
What is the work you have done?
我们列祖的日子所行的事，我们亲耳听见了。
We have heard with our ears, our fathers have told us.
你在远古的时候在我们祖宗的身上所做的一切，我们现在都听见了。
We have heard with our ears all the work you have done in the days of our fathers in the times of old.
我是从我们的祖宗的口里听过这些话。
It is from the mouths of the fathers we have heard these words.
我们也从你留存在我们中间的说话。知道这些事实。
And it is from your own words that you have left for us, we have come to know these facts. We thank the Lord.
祖宗的提说。
The fathers have mentioned.
神的启示。
God's own revelation.
叫他们里面抓牢了一件事情。
So that within we are able to grasp tightly on this.
那个事情是什么？
What is that we hold on to?
在我们列祖的日子。
That even in the days of our fathers.
你就毫无保留地恩待了我们。
Without any reservation, you have been gracious to us.
怎么显出来呢？
How is that manifested?
他就说了。
So the psalmist says,
你曾用手赶出外邦人, 却栽培了我们的列祖。
How you use your hand to drive out the heathen and planted us.
你苦待列邦, 却叫我们的列祖发达。
How you afflict the people and cast them out.
因为他们不是靠自己的刀剑得地土。
For they did not gain the land in possession by their own sword.
也不是靠自己的膀臂得生。
Neither did their own arm save them.
乃是靠着你的右手，你的 圣膀臂和你脸上的亮光。
But with your own right hand, your own arm, and the light of thy countenance.
那我们注意到了这个脸上的亮光就和四十二、四十三篇的那一个情绪的里头。
So take note of here, the light of your countenance is in connection with 42 and 43 in their emotion, in their understanding, they come to realize this.
神啊，你为什么这样待他们呢？
Now why is it, God, you have dealt with them in this way?
他自己也许也说不出问题来。
Now perhaps even the psalmist cannot recognize this.
但是他就得了一个答案。
But he received this answer.
你这样的恩待我们列祖。
The fact that you have been so gracious to our fathers.
叫他们完全不是靠自己而承受这里的产业。
So it is not upon their own that they have inherited this inheritance.
我们的祖宗得着这一块地
that our fathers gained this land
虽然是经过很多很多的艰难
even though it's through much hardship
但是那是艰难都是你去承担
but it is you God who have bore all this hardship
我们的祖宗就是清清白白的从你的手里接过来
but it is in this way that our fathers freely have received this from your hand
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord
他回头一看过去的历史
So when the psalmist reflect and see the past history
他看得很清楚一件事
He clearly sees this
我们是在神的工作的里头得着我们的产业
It is within the work of God that we have received our inheritance
而不是我们的努力
It is
赚得来的
by our own striving that we have gained this
也不是我们的奋斗的过来的。
It is not because we have worked hard, our diligence we have received.
你回头来看，我们怎么出埃及，怎么过红海，怎么进到迦南地。
But when we reflect and see how we came out of Egypt, how we crossed the Red Sea, how we enter into the land of Canaan.
那么长久的历史。
All this long period of history.
好几十年啊。
Decades.
你光是在也流浪，也流浪了三十八年多。
Even in the wandering in the wilderness is over 38 years.
然后在进入迦南的时候，又花了几十年。
And even when we enter into the land of Canaan, decades up more.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神啊，你应许给我们的。
God, you have promised this to us.
我们从你手里白白接过来。
And we have received freely from your hand.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
为什么？神啊，你这样恩待我们呢
Why is it, God, you have dealt graciously with us?
他们知道那是历史的事实。
They know very well this history.
但是他们没有办法解说。
They cannot explain it.
神为什么要这样待我
They cannot explain why God dealt this way with us.
但是他们得着一个很明显的体会。
But they have a very clear understanding.
因为神啊，你喜悦他们。
It is because God, you have favor unto them.
弟兄姊妹，现在要注意了。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note.
神喜悦以色列人的列祖。
It is because God found favor amongst the fathers of Israel.
以色列人的列祖真的是那么可喜悦吗？
Is it really that the fathers of Israel are so lovable?
我们都知道。
We all know.
有些时候是。他们都让神很喜悦。
At times, perhaps they are pleasing to God.
但是相当大的部分，他们是惹神的怒气的。
But a great majority of the time, they actually provoke the wrath of God.
这批惹动神怒气的人，神呢，你还喜悦他们
？Now, God, for this group of people who always provoke you unto wrath, how can you find favor with them?
你根据什么来喜悦他们
？According to what are you pleased with them?
那就着我们的记忆所记得的事情，你说我们说啊，以色列人。常常在你面前惹动你的怒气，你凭什么会喜悦他们
？So according to our own recollection, that the Israelites always provoke God to anger. According to what would God find favor with them?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神没有在这里说什么话。
God did not say much words here.
神确实不让我们记起，在他们整个出埃及的历史上面。 所发生过的事。
But what God calls us to remembrance is that in the history of their leaving Egypt, what occurred?
那什么事呢?
What matters are they?
用信心去接上神的差遣和应许。
It is by faith that they receive the commission of God and the deliverance of God.
这个因信心而把神的应许接过来。
So by faith they receive this promise of God.
这一个点叫做神的心很喜悦了。
It is according to this point that pleased the heart of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为从旧约一直到新约。
That is from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
神一直给我们看到一件事情，信心是我们跟随主的基础。
God continues to show us faith is the very foundation of our following after the Lord.
神要领他们出埃及。
God wants to lead them out of Egypt.
他们如果不甘心走的话。
If the people were not willing to leave.
那这个应许是不会有结果的。
Then there would not be an end and result to this promise.
来到新约的时候。
In the New Testament.
如果你看到基督为我们做成那个救赎是那么的真实。
If we're able to see how true and in reality the finished work of Christ is for us.
但是你不用信心去接受基督所做的。
Yet if it is not by faith we receive the finished work of Christ.
那我们在神面前还是一无所有。
We are still nothing before God.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
从旧约一直到新约。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament.
神不但是给我们说出新约。这个因信称义的道理。
Not only does God show us this doctrine of justification by faith.
他也非常清楚地让我们掌握到因信称义的那一个实际。
God clearly shows us what is the reality of this fact, this truth of justification by faith.
那因此他们就在神的面前就引起好多的祷告。
Therefore, then before the presence of God, there is much prayer.
这是在第一卷的里边你没很少看到的。
This is very seldom which we would see in volume one.
但是到了第二篇的时候So, 你就比较看得多了。
So in volume 2 of the book of Psalms, we see much of such prayers.
什么事呢?
What is that?
神啊,
God,
你是我的王。
Thou art my king.
求你出令,叫雅各得胜。
Command deliverances for Jacob.
我们要靠你推倒我们的敌人,靠你的名遣他那起来。攻击我们的人，因为我必不靠我的弓，我的刀也不能使我得胜。唯你救我们脱离敌人，恨我从使恨他我们的人羞愧。
We have read from verse 5 to verse 7.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
那这是进迦南以后。
This is after they enter into the land of Canaan，
就是我们。在礼拜五读完了四世纪的那一段时间了里头。
This is on Friday nights during the time period after we finish reading the book of Judges.
以色列人在神面前所走过的路程。
The path of the Israelites before God.
那果然是这样。
That is the case.
他们并没有靠自己的能力和才干去把迦南地稳固下来。
It was not according to their own strength or ability that they can secure the land of Canaan.
他们把迦南地一步一步一步地接过来，几乎可以说全是神做工的结果。
But we can say this is completely the work of God as they receive step by step the land of Canaan.
那一直神的所示和他们的关系就起了变化。
Therefore, there is a change in this relationship of who God is with the Israelites.
这里他就说了,
so here they say,
神是我们的王,
that God is our king.
你是我们的王,
thou art our king.
你在那里调度我们,
and you're the one who directs us.
你在那里吸引着我们,
and you're the one who captivates us.
只要你发出命令,
and only when you give the command,
雅各就必定得着。你所应许的。
Now command the deliverances for Jacob, so he will receive it.
弟兄姊妹们，这个很有意思。
Brothers and sisters, this is very meaningful.
当我们一读到这些字句的时候，你没有办法不这样想到。
So when we read such words in this way, we must think of
雅各这个人，他配得这许许多多的荣耀的赏赐吗？
For such an individual as Jacob, would he be worthy of such glorious reward?
我们都知道雅各的人。
Now we all know about Jacob.
那如果你要从他的个性和他所做过的事来说，我们常会问这个问题。雅各也配得神的纪念。
If we look at the character of Jacob and all that he have done, we would often have such a question: Would such an individual as Jacob be worthy of the remembrance of God?
但是不管怎样，你看见神在雅各身上都显明的，完完全全是恩典的动作。
But regardless, all that God have manifested upon Jacob, we can see are all of God's actions of remembrance.
神没有要求雅各在那里做什么特别的事情。
God did not require for Jacob to do anything special.
他只是要求雅各，你相信一件事。
But God only required that Jacob would believe this one thing.
我是你的神。
I am your God.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank the Lord。
所以当他在这里祷告的时候
，So here in the prayer，
他呢是抓住一个点了。
Now, it is this point the psalmist grabs onto。
他是神啊
，God，
你要领我们继续往前走。
If you lead us forward，
只要你出命令
，Command, give the command。
你命令一出了
，And when your command is given，
我们虽然是愚昧和软弱
，And though we are weak and foolish，
我们一定得胜。
We will surely receive the victory，
因为你喜悦我们
，Because you're pleased with us，
你做了我们的保护
，And you are our protection，
你也就做了我们去攻击敌人的啊。那些器皿
And you are the very one who is the one who will attack our enemy.
靠着你
by you.
不管敌人是如何的凶强
regardless of how fierce and strong the enemy is,
我们都能把它推倒
we're able to overcome.
那弟兄姊妹，这个我们从读四世纪里头就读出来的那种。
So, brothers and sisters, these are the very matters we have read when we study the book of Judges.
我们读四世纪的时候
When we read the book of Judges,
你一定记得
You will remember.
以色列人一再的离弃神，背弃神
The Israelites continue to forsake God and rebel against God.
你说是神凭什么来纪念他们
Then we will question why do God still remember them?
史书记好像没有给我们明显的答案
It seems as the book of Judges did not give us a clear answer.
但是借着路德记给我们看到一点点
But through the book of Ruth, we have a little glimpse.
但是借着现在诗篇四十几篇在诗篇第二卷里面神就说好像是我们说了很多话，你就看到以色列人所以能蒙纪念，因为在那个时候以色列人还有极少数的人，他们是那么迫切的仰望着神。
That is from the book of the Psalms in volume 2, we're able to see, even in that period amongst God's people, there is a small remnant, small group of people who still had faith to trust in God in this way.
虽然在那个时候没有得胜者这样的一个观念在他们里面。
Even though there is not such a thought of an overcomer amongst the people at that time.
但是他们当中少部分的人
But there is still a small group of people amongst them.
他们确实是站在得胜者的地位上来仰望神。
In reality, they are standing in the position as overcomers to look unto God.
所以一转到四十篇的时候，你就看到以色列人在神的面前那一个没有停止过的称谢和赞美。
So we are able to see once we reach Psalm 44, the ceaseless praise and thanksgiving of the people to God.
我想弟兄姊妹读四世纪的时候，你已经能掌握那个事情。
I think brothers and sisters, when we read the book of Judges, we're able to grasp that.
以色列人是经历的许许多多的难处。
The Israelites indeed gone through much hardship.
但是神给他们长寿恩典的日子 比他们在神面前被你的那个光景那个时间好多了。
But the days which they received grace and blessing from God is much better and longer than the days which they were under oppression.
你要看他们的失落。
When we see their downfall,
你说这个民族有什么可取的？
Then we question what is so great about this race, this nation.
的确是没什么可取的。
In fact, there is nothing good.
但是你看到他们上神转回过来的时候，
But when we see how they repent and return back to God,
虽然那他们那些转回并不是很特别显出那个得胜者的功用。
Even though in how they return back to God, it does not highlight the fact, the function of one who overcomes and returns to God.
但是那得胜者的作用呢？确实在以色列人身上显得出来。
Yet the function,the reality of the overcomer is manifested amongst Israel.
那这是他们从他们的祖宗那一边所领会过来神与他们的关系。
This is what the people understood from the forefathers of the relationship which they had with God.
但是问题又来了。
But again, there's another question.
你说那些是历史。
You say, well, that's all history in the past.
现在那些历史都过去了。
Now, that's all in the past.
那现在的历史呢？
What about now?
却好像和你对我们祖宗所做的有一段距离。
It seems like what you're doing now, God, is far removed from what you did with our fathers.
你留意第九节开始。
Pay attention, starting with verse 9.
他们那时的确是相信，起码有相当多的部分的人相信，神如今实在是丢弃了我们。
At this time, there is a great majority of people who believe this way, that God have cast them off.
那以致我们在敌人的面前成了软弱的羊。
So we are those who are weak as sheep.Amongst the people.
我们没有力气去胜过我们的仇敌。
And we are without strength to overcome our enemy.
我们好像分散的羊群落在仇敌的手里，任凭人家去宰割。
It seems as we're scattered amongst the heathen to be slaughtered.
他们对神就有一个更重的疑惑了。
So, even a greater degree of doubt before God.
你留意第十节。
So, verse 10.
说因你使我们向敌人转身退后，恨我们的人任意抢夺，你使我们当作快要被吃的羊，把我们分散在列邦中。接上去那句话，你卖了你的子民，也不赚利，所得的价值也不加添你的资财。你使我们受邻国的羞辱，被刺猬的人讥笑讥刺，你使我们在列邦中做了笑谈，使众民向我们摇头。
We have read from verse 10 to verse 14.
然后这些都是在四世纪里头他们受压制的时候他们心里头的感觉了。
So these are the very thoughts of the people when they were under oppression during the period of the judges.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
以色列人特别是在可拉党的这部分少部分的人的身上。
The people of Israel, especially upon this group of people, the small group that are the sons of Korah.
他们在那里说到神啊，你虽然容让这么许许多多的事情发生在我们身上。
They speak of the fact that God, even though you allow for all these things to happen upon us,
但是我们没有忘记你。
But we have not forgotten you.
我们也没有违背你的约。
We have not rebelled against your covenant.
我们的心没有退后。
Our hearts did not draw back.
我们的脚也没有偏离你的路。
And neither our steps declined from your path.
这是 可拉的后裔在那一段日子里面，他们怎么能在这个看不见前途的环境的里头平稳的走过来呢？
These are the very sons of Korah, even amongst that, the situation where they cannot see the future. How are they able to peacefully, steadfastly go through?
但一件事实在这里。
And the fact here,
他们也承认我们的列祖在你面前的光景在我们现在这些人的身上好像是看不见了。
Upon our fathers, even upon us now, it seems as we do not see a future.
但是神呢，你又看看，我们当中仍然有少部分的人没有背弃你的约，没有违背你的心思。
Yet God look upon us, the few that have not dealt falsely in your covenant, or hearts have not turned back from you.
那么他们住在神的面前。
So before God's presence.
主啊，你看到
，God, you see，
我们现在头上终日被杀。
It seems as if we are killed all the day long，
如同张宰的羊一样。
And counted as sheep for the slaughter。
弟兄姊妹，你记得这是以赛亚书五十三篇上所引用的话。
Brothers and sisters, you realize these are the words the prophet Isaiah uses in chapter 53.
那你就说出这种情况。
So it is in this condition.
不定是四世纪的日子，以色列人是这样走的。
Not only during the period of judges that Israel gone astray in this way.
引上以色列的历史。
Even in the history of Israel.
以色列人所走过的路也是如此。
A long period of some time that the history of Israel was in this condition.
不定是以赛亚的日子仍然是这样。
Not only in the days of the prophet Isaiah,
我们越过许多的年来说到现在。
Even when we go beyond many days, even to present day.
现在如果你真实的回到神的话里。
If we truly return back to the word of God.
你看到称为一般称为基督教的。是不是也是落到这种光景里。
We can say in general, Christianity,In general, or is it still in this state, in this condition?
外面好像还维持着我们是基督教。
Externally, it seems to keep the form that we are still Christianity.
我们是信耶稣的人。
And we are those who believe in Jesus.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the question.
主所宣告的事情，我们有多少人里面是那样迫切的跟上去？
All that God, the Lord, have proclaimed, how many truly, with fervent, anxious hearts, do follow on?
我提出一个很具体的问题。
I pose a very practical question.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们，你的感觉怎么样
？I don't know how it is that you feel, brothers and sisters.
你看到最近那个自然灾害在全地的各处。不是这样的样子发生，就是那样的样子发生。
When we look and see around us all the natural disasters that take place, whether it be this or that,
能引起多少神的儿女们很清楚地连接到跟主回来的这个事情连上关系。
How many would connect those happenings with the thought of the imminent return of the Lord?
好像许多人都不太感觉这个事情。
Now perhaps not many would have this sense.
尤其是你从的新闻 做那个新闻界的人报道这些事情的时候，他们只不过轻描淡写的就说那个灾情怎么严重，怎么严重。
Especially on those who are news broadcasters, how they just share the news and in fact very lightly just share the severity of this disaster or that disaster and it's done with.
他们根本就忘记了主说。
But all that is neglecting what the Lord have said.
多处必有饥荒地震。
That there will be diverse places with plagues with and earthquakes.
多处都是 民工打民国，国打国。
And that you would have nation against nation and people against people.
弟兄姊妹们，这些事情我们说历史上从来没有停止过嘛。
Now, brothers and sisters, perhaps some will say, well, throughout history, this has never ceased.
那现在有这些事情怎么了不起？
So what is so great that is happening now?
他可以告诉你说, 七月份全美国还是全世界 温度升高了，有破了记录。
Now others can explain to you, well, that is just the way it is now. In July, maybe all of US or all of the world, how the temperature has risen again to record high.
那破了记录又怎么样？
So what's so great about a new high in the temperature for the world?
是没有什么样。
That's true, nothing great.
但是有没有引起 属神的人记起主的话说，你看到全地都出现这种光景的时候，你就知道人日子近了，人子就到门口了。But
does all these things that happen around the world cause the children of God to recall the words of the Lord that when we see this in diverse places, that the day is near when the Son of Man is at the door?
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
主一直借着以色列人的祷告来提出了对这一个时代所提出的劝告。
The Lord continued to use the prayer of the people of Israel as a reminder and an encouragement, a warning for the people of the present age.
那从到这45、44篇 你看到末了的时候,
so when we reach the end of Psalm 44,
人在神的面前存那个意念是更实际的。Now
the thought which man have before God is even more practical.
12节就说,
Verse 12 says,
你卖了你的子民也不赚利，所得的价值并不加添你的资财。
Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price.
这话说出人的心里头对神手中的工作没有肩上一点点，那个意义是在是什么？
These words clearly tell us, man did not even touch the fringes or have no idea of the meaning of the work of God.
好像对神手中的工作越来越距离得远。
It seems as they're even further removed from the work of God's hand.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然外面的情形是这样的显出来。
Now, even though this is the external condition,
人也好像没有直接从神哪里得到什么明显的回应。
It seems as man did not receive any clear signal, a reply from God.
那当中就引起少部分的以色列人，或者说少部分学习神的人，他们向神说。
So it leads to a small group of people that would respond to God in this way.
最末了的那一节是这样说,
this is the last verse, it says,
求你起来帮助我们,凭你的慈爱救赎我们。
Arise for our help and redeem us for thy mercy's sake.
又是求救。
It is also another cry for deliverance.
但是求救的理由就不一样了。
But the reason for that cry of deliverance is different.
现在过去的求救,
the previous cry for deliverance,
是求神看,你看我们行得多好。
God, see how great we are, our works.
我们行得那么好,又碰了那么大的难处。神啊,你要救我们。
God, we have done so well, and now we're in difficulty. God, you must deliver us.
好像我们这边大有理由。神呢，如果你不拯救我们，那就是你不对了。
Seems like we are in the right, and so we have all the reason in the world, God, for you to deliver us, and if you do not do so, you are wrong.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
到了第二篇。
In volume 2.
第二卷,
in the volume 2.
你看在在神面前等候的人心思上对神的认识却没有太大的改变。
It seems as if those who are waiting before God in their hearts there is not a drastic change.
但是他们等候神的挽回拯救的心呢就比过去进步多了。
But the heart, the thought which they have awaiting for God's deliverance, for God's restoration, now is further advanced.
第一件事是，神啊，我们配得着你的纪念，你怎么不快快来拯救我们？
The first volume is, God, we are worthy of your deliverance. Why do you not quickly deliver us?
但是来，现在来到卷二的时候。
So now in volume two.
你看到的，人那个等待就越过了人的愚昧和无知。
Man's waiting now has surpassed, gone beyond their foolishness and ignorance.
只是抓紧神的慈爱和怜悯。
They only hold on to the mercy, the grace of
God. 好像是这样说。
It seems as to put it this way.
神啊，凭着我们自己。
God, according to our own,
我们都不配得着你的拯救和挽回。
We are not at all worthy of your deliverance or restoration.
但是我们知道你是慈爱的神。
But yet we know you're a compassionate God.
你是怜悯人的神。
You are a God who has mercy.
求你在你的怜悯和慈爱里面纪念我们。
So in your loving kindness, in your mercy, remember us.
凭着你的慈爱来救赎我们。
And redeem us for your mercy's sake.
弟兄姊妹，你看到他们心思上的那个转换。
Brothers and sisters, you can see the shift in their thought.
那神答应
Now, does
他们没有
God answer their prayer or not?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
来到四十五篇。
When we reach Psalm 45,
我相信弟兄姊妹们，你一定会感觉四十五篇怎么会突然跑出来摆在第二卷的诗篇里。
Now, perhaps, brothers and sisters, upon reading Psalm 45, we will wonder, why would such a psalm be included in Volume 2 right here?
好像45篇说的事情跟以先上面所提到的他们落在难处里面的那种光景
it seems,
没有什么帮助的。
It seems as Psalm 45 here does not really connect with the previous psalm in their condition and not much help here.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
如果我们稍微多加一点留意45篇，你看到神回答那些等候神的人是用着神的永远旨意的成全来做答案。
But when we read Psalm 45 and give some further thought to it, you will realize that God gives the very answer to their cry for deliverance according to the perfection of His eternal will.
那你留意44篇最末了的那一节说，求你起来帮助我们，凭你的慈爱救赎我们。
So we take note to the last verse of Psalm 44, arise for our help and redeem us for your mercy's sake.
但是45篇一接上来呢，
But at the very beginning of Psalm 45, when it connects on,
你留意到那个调子就完全转过来了。
You will notice then the song is sung upon a different tune.
那你留意什么呢？
What do we take note of?
你看他这个诗，这个诗篇一开始。
So at the beginning of this psalm,
我心里涌出美词，我论到我为王做的事，我的舌头是快舌笔，你比世人更美，在你的嘴里满有恩惠，所以曾神赐福给你。 直到永远。大能者，愿你腰间佩戴大有荣耀和威严，为真理、谦卑、公义赫然坐车前往，无不得胜。你的右手必显明可畏的事。
We have read from verse 1 to verse 4.
那弟兄姊妹们在这里，我先请大家留意几个名词。
So here, brothers and sisters, I would have you take note of certain terms.
因为你不把这几个名词弄清楚。
Because if we're not clear on these certain terms.
和这个时间性。
And the timeline, the time frame which it is used.
那我们就非常的觉得四十五篇跟四十跟第二卷的诗篇完全脱了节的嘛。
If we are not clear and firmly grasp on the time frame and the terms used here, then we'll completely be confused and thought it is not connected at all with volume 2.
完全跟四十以前提到的话没有关联。
It is out of place and does not connect with the previous words.
弟兄姊妹们,
But brothers and sisters,
如果主怜悯我们,
if the Lord is merciful upon us,
主在这里的那个答案,
if we're able to see the answer of the Lord here,
神用什么来回答那些在困扰中仰望继续往后仰望主的人呢?
What is the answer to those who are looking and waiting upon the Lord for his deliverance?
神是用着他永远的旨意的成全来做那个答案。
God uses the perfection, the completion of his eternal will as the answer to those who wait upon him.
那也就是说,
In other words,
有点像但以理书神的那个启示。
It is likened to the revelation which God gives to Daniel.
神说了很多话,
God spoke much words.
但是留着一点点没有说,
and he kept some that he did not disclose.
然后就宣告说,
and then proclaimed.
这一点点的时间乃是荒凉的事,
and God,
继续下去,
God says that this very little that I did not disclose, he proclaims, these are the days of desolation that will continue on.
直到荒凉的事完毕了，那事情就完成了。
And until the days of desolation are complete, then these matters will be complete.
那这个苍凉的事有多久呢?
And so how long is this period of the days of desolation?
主没有说。
The Lord did not say.
哎呀主啊你说了的又没说那你说来干什么呢?
So if I don't understand the answer Lord it seems like you didn't say anything at all so why did you even tell me anything? We thank the Lord.
主说出来就是说。
The Lord disclosed its meaning.
你们好好的学会了坚忍肯定的跟随主直到路终。
That all that I have made known to you, all you have to do is learn well to follow me steadfastly in patience until the end of the journey.
我不会在这个时候告诉你们荒凉的事到什么时候为止。
At this time, I will not make known to you the period of the days of desolation.
但是我告诉你们，你们要留心注意我所说的话。
But what you need to pay attention to is the words that I've made known to you.
那四十五篇就是承担起这一个答复，
so,
心里对神的工作没有可能持定那个很坚硬的。神给他们这样的答复。
So this is the answer in line of such a similar thought that God gives to those who would steadfastly await, hold fast, with patience his work. This is the answer which God gives them.
所以我刚才读了那个一段经文的时候，我特别提醒弟兄们，你要注意人物的问题。
Therefore, I mentioned with brothers and sisters in the verses which I read, pay attention to certain terms. One is the character, the people.
时间的问题,
the issue of the time frame.
什么事情会在这段时段里头出现。
And what matters will appear during this particular time frame?
带去一个结果。
What result that this will bring about?
不仅是以色列人要全家得救。
Not only will the entire house of Israel be saved,
并且世界万民永永远远称赞我们的神。
But it is all nations, for all nations to praise our God forevermore.
那弟兄姊妹，我们开始来从这方面留意一下。
So brothers and sisters, let us begin to take note from that point.
我心里涌出美词。
My heart is inditing a good matter.
外面虽然是很紧张。
Even though externally is very anxious.
但我在我的里面涌出来的呢却是非常美的指望，非常美的叫人受安慰的话。
But what is flowing forth from me is words of comfort, encouragement, and a good matter.
论到我为王做的事，我的舌头是快手笔。
I speak of the things which I have made, touching the king, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer.
那在这里就特意你要留意的那个谁是我。
So take note when it says I or my, me, who is it referring to?
跟着接上去的为王做的事，那个王是谁。
And pay attention to the things which I have done concerning touching the king, who is that king?
那我们要注意的，注意这里边了。
So take note of this passage here.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
肯定的知道。
We are sure.
涌出美词的是可拉的后裔。
It is the sons of Korah who will bring forth a good matter.
他在神做工的过程的里头看到了。神的启示。
It is in the process of the working of God they're able to see the revelation of God.
然后就说到我为王做的事。
So then they say, I speak of the things which I have made concerning the king.
那这个王是谁呢？
Who is this king?
在这里你如果只是到这里 你没有看到。
If we only read this sentence, then we would not see.
但是你再往下去看的时候，你就看到了。
But when we read on, we'll realize.
你特别注意到我为王做的事。
We will take note that the things which I have made touching the king.
特别的显明在我的话语的表达上面。
It is especially highlighted in the words which I speak.
但是一接上到这一位王所要做的事情。
But when it continues on with the matters that this king will do,
我的舌头
my tongue,
那就是我的言语了
my speech,
就好像很会作文的人的笔那样的流畅。
It is as the pen of a ready writer, as a scribe who is ready to write.
说之不完。
That it will continue on and on endlessly.
越说越觉得神的作为太大了。
The more and more I speak of God's work, I discover is indeed too great, too grand.
但是现在你还没有确定这个王是谁。
But even now, we're not sure who is this king.
这王是谁呢？
Who is this king?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
一接上第二节你就知道了。
So in verse 2, we will know.
这一个王
this king,
是有一个具体的人在那里。
It is an actual person there.
他这个是谁呢？
Who is this one?
他说你比世人更美。
You are fairer than the children of men.
在你的嘴里满有恩惠。
Grace is poured into thy lips.
所以神赐福给你直到永远。
Therefore God have blessed thee forever.
那现在你解决了。
Now we know.
这一个王
this king,
当然不会是可拉的后裔。
Of course it's not of the sons of Korah.
当然也不会是以色列人。
Of course, it would not be One of the Israelites.
因为这里所提到那个王是单数的。
Because here the king is singular.
所以他只有他一个人。
Only him.
这一个人。
And this person.
比世人更美。
Is fairer than the children of men.
那就是说在比世界的世界上的人更超越。
And so he transcends fairer than any of this world.
特别显明在什么事上呢？
What is highlighted upon this person?
在你的嘴里满有恩惠。
It is that grace is poured into thy lips, thou have gracious lips.
那是很清楚的说出。
So very clearly it tells us.
从这一个人的身上不住地流出来的是恩典。
From this person continue to flow forth is grace.
那弟兄姊妹，你说这个人只有谁能配？谁能配做这样的一个人？
So brothers and sisters, you know clearly who is worthy to be called such a one.
除了神的儿子耶稣基督，没有别人。
Outside of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, no one can be described in this way.
所以接下去就说，所以神赐福给你。
So it continues.
直到永远。
Therefore, God have blessed thee forever.
那又再肯定，他又不是神的本身。
And then assured again, it is not God Himself.
或者说清楚一点，他不是神的那个作为父的神。
So to be more clear, he is not God the Father.
因为是神赐下祝福。
Because it is God who bless.
这个祝福是给这个王。
And this blessing is for this king.
那这个王是谁呢？
And who is this king?
能带出满口满嘴的恩惠直到永远的，只有神的儿子所做成的。
It is only the Son of God and what He has completed that He can be one who is filled with grace forever.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当你往这上这边一看下去。
So when we continue on,
你就看到了这位王。
We'll see that this king,
他又给称为大能者。
He is also the most mighty.
这特别指出了他在整个万有的里面他做了什么事。做成什么事，做出了什么结果。
So it also points out that he is the mighty one, what he has done overall, what he has completed, what he has finished, and the result which it has wrought forth.
那底下就说出了，他要把仇敌做一个彻底的解决。
And later on, it will tell us that he will completely put an end to the enemy.
然后就提到好大的事情。
And then it will tell us of great things.
什么事呢?
What are these matters?
这一位王, 他也是神。
This king, he is God.
他是神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
那是第六节。
Verse 6.
那里所提到的。你看到一直上来就是说到这个王。但是一说到这里的时候,他又把他的那个延迟转到这一位王者的本身去。
So we can see the terms that are used in verse 6 on, it is speaking of this one, this king, and the terms, the words that are used to describe its use, God himself.
这个王是怎么样的呢?
How is this king like?
第六节。
Verse 6.
神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国权是正直的，你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶，所以神就是你的神，用喜乐油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴。
Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Thy scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, have anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
有没有搞乱我们的心思?
Now, does this confuse us?
你说这个是一位神?
This is God.
是什么神啊?
Who?
神就对神说。
And God says to God.
那这个又是什么神啊?
And which God are we referring to?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这就把我们引到父与子的那个关系上头。
So this leads us to the relationship between the Father and the Son.
一引出这一位这位做儿子的神，在父神的面前所承受的那个委托和结果，
We then see how God the Son received from God the Father what was committed to him and the result, the finished result of the work. What is especially important here?
那是第七节当中那里。
That is in the middle of verse 7.
所以神就是你的神, 用喜乐油膏你, 胜过膏你的同伴。
Therefore God, thy God, have anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
现在你看到了,
so now you see,
这一位神,
this God,
一个是上面,
and the previous word, term God, is speaking of God the Father. And then it speaks about God the Son. And the Father God have given God the Son this blessing. And it is this blessing that was anointed him with the oil of gladness.
关键是在,
and the key is,
这一个喜乐油膏在子的身上, 比神膏给任何人物都多,都丰富, 都伟大。
And the oil of gladness is above the other fellows, which is greater and more rich and more full and abundant.
因此说, 神用喜乐油膏你, 胜过膏你的同伴。
And God have anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
为什么是这样呢?
Why is that so?
第八节,
verse
8. 你的衣服都有没药,沉香,玉桂的香气。
All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
这是一个死而复活的经历的发表。
Well, this is the expression of the experience of being risen from the dead.
你的衣服都有，那原文就是，原文不是，不单是都有，是就是，你的衣服就是没有沉香玉桂的香气。
So in the original text, it's not just the smell of the myrrh, the aloes, and the cassia, but all thy garments are of myrrh and aloes and cassia.
这个就是最明显的说到死而复活的经历。
This is a very clear expression of the experience of being risen from the dead.
然后往下去，我就不细细提了。
I won't go into too much detail, but when we continue on,
因为要你容易比较明白的，他那里都写的很明白了。Now,
what is easier for us to understand? It is very clear here.
但是要特别点出来是什么?
What is it that we have to especially point out?
提到这一位神，这一位王。
When we speak of this God, this King,
什么意思?
What does this mean?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你往上接下去你就看到,
when we read on and continue, we'll see.
这是说到王的儿子娶亲,
this is speaking concerning the Son of God and his marriage.
从时间上来留意的时候,
when we look at the time frame,
那是什么时候发生的事?
When does this take place?
新天新地,
it happens during the new heaven and new earth.
在新天新地，那一个时候，那就是说到神的儿子耶稣基督娶新妇的那件事。It
is speaking of the new heaven and new earth when the Son of God will take his bride.
因为一下就转到。 说到这个心腹是怎么样怎么样。
Because it continues on and immediately follows with this bride.
那一说到这个心腹,
when it speaks about this bride,
那个语气就转了。
Then the tone shifts.
转了，转些什么呢?
And so how does the tone shift?
他说,
he says,
有第九节,
verse 9.
有尊王的女儿在你尊贵妇女之中, 王后佩戴俄斐金饰, 站在你右边。 女子啊, 你要听, 要想, 要侧耳而听, 不要忘记你的名, 和你的父家。
Verses 9 and 10.
王就羡慕你的美貌, 因为他是你的主, 你当敬拜他。
So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him.
那我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
他在这里特别提到, 那一个, 王后,
So here it especially highlights the fact what is the uniqueness of this queen.
提到他说你要侧耳听，要想，要听，要想，要侧耳而听。
Here it especially says of this queen, hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thy ear.
不要纪念你的名和你的父家。
Forget also thine own people and thy father's house.
什么意思?
What does this mean?
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
那是说到, 这个不要忘记你的名是谁?
When it says, do not forget your people, who is this speaking of?
和你的父家,
and thy father's house.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
你留意到, 不要纪念你的名, 不要纪念你的名和你的父家。
It says to forget also thine own people and thy father's house.
在我们旧造里头的一切关系, 全都让他结束掉。
So it is to tell us all of the relationships, connections, matters we have concerning the old creation is forgotten, is gone.
但我们什么时候能完全脱离旧造?
When is it that we can completely be delivered from the old creation?
就引出一个结果。
It will bring forth this result.
王就羡慕。 你的美丽,
so shall the king greatly desire thy beauty.
因为他是你的主, 你当敬拜他。
For he is thy Lord, and worship thou him.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那还有,
and
除了那个王后的本身, 那弟兄姊妹, 我想, 我不说, 你们也会知道, 这个王后的本身, 乃是指着, 在基督里的那荣耀的教会。
Now, if I don't mention it, I'm sure brothers and sisters will recognize this. This queen is speaking of the glorious church who is in Christ.
那也就是新耶路撒冷。
And that is the New Jerusalem.
那我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那就说到在这一个王后本身所发表出来的呢。
And what is manifested of this queen herself?
都是和她的丈夫就是神的儿子基督发生直接的关系。
All that she manifests has a direct relationship with her husband, who is Christ.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么当他们是这样被带到 新天新地的王面前的时候,
and when they are brought before the king in this condition in the new heaven and new earth,
那随从他的陪伴的童女也要被带到你面前,
and all those maidens who accompany her, the queen, will be brought into your presence.
那这里头有好些话要留意一下的。
And so we have to take note of this.
那这些童女是什么人?
Who are these virgins, her companions?
我个人的体会,
Personally, my understanding, I dare not say this is absolutely correct. My own understanding is, in new heaven and new earth,
除了荣耀的教会，还有什么人可以那么亲近地靠近神的自己？
Aside from the church in the new heaven and new earth, who can be drawn so closely nearer God?
我们读启示录二十一章，你就读出来了。
When we read Revelation chapter 21, we will
see it. 肯定是以色列人。
It will be for sure Israel.
因为十二个城门上都有以色列十二个名字。
For on the 12 gates of the New Jerusalem is written the name of Israel.
当然以色列人如果是在教会里头的他们是在心腹的范围里。
Of course, if in the New Jerusalem, if it is in the church, it will be in the scope of the bride.
如果他们没有跟基督在主再来以前发生关系。
And if they don't have a relationship before Christ returns,
他们是以色列人全家得救里头的一的那个部分。
And if they're one amongst the group who is when the entire house of Israel is saved,
所以他们也承受新耶路撒冷的那个荣耀。
Then they will also bear the glory of the New Jerusalem.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这些属神的人
These who belong unto God
他们在全地作王
They shall reign throughout all the earth
那我们读启示录第二十一章二十二章就能掌握到这一件事
So when we read Revelation 21 and 22 we're able to grasp this
那现在呢
Now,
最末了的一句
Now the last verse here
他说我必叫你的名被万代纪念所以万民有永永远远称谢你
I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever
这是谁说的话
Who are speaking these words
父神说的话
It is spoken by God the Father
我们感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord
所以从第二篇开始
so,
第二卷开始
starting with volume two,
人在神面前那个生命的学习已经 从人的本身进到神的本身不但是进到神的本身并且进到神的丰富的万有
When we see the exercise of life from volume one to volume two, man hasAdvance from being in themselves now has entered into God and in fact also to all of God's creation.
So you want me?
So
it
says, shall the people praise thee forever and ever? We thank the Lord.
那当我们把这几章这几篇诗篇连接起来
So when we connect all these psalms together and look at it as a whole,
我们才看到一个属灵生命的成长。
We're able then to see the growth of the spiritual life.
他们是如何经过各种各样的困扰而从人的自己里头出来而进入神荣耀的丰富里。
We're able then to see how man is brought from themselves into God, into the rich abundance of God when they have been brought through various hardship and difficulty. We praise and thank the Lord.
那但是这几篇不等于整个的二十四篇第二传。
Yet these few psalms which we just shared does not equal the entire volume two.
这是第二卷的起头。
This is only the beginning Psalms of Volume 2.
然后往下去的时候，弟兄姊妹，你就会看到，如果没有找到神的自己做他们生命的主，那这些人实在是不认识主，也不知道神的恩典是何等的深厚。
when we'll continue to see that is those who follow the Lord, but also those who do not know God and the abundance of His life and the grace of His life and how abundant His grace is.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那我今天晚上就和弟兄姊妹们交通在这里就停下来。
I will end my sharing with brothers and sisters here this evening.
下次回来。
Next time when we return,
我们要从46篇一直看到49篇。
We'll continue on from Psalm 46 to Psalm 49.
盼望主把我们带到属灵的更高处。
May the Lord lead us to a spiritual higher plane.
我们学习更好的。 敬拜他，服侍他。
Now may we learn well how to serve Him, how to worship Him.
我们同一点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们仍然要仰望你。
Lord, we continue to look unto you.
因为在你那丰富的恩典里面，我们实在没办法测得透。
Because we cannot fathom the abundance of your grace.
你如何能把从泥土出来的人造成？ 你自己的荣耀的发表。
How could it be that from those who are but dust from clay that you will use as an expression of your glory?
虽然他们经过许许多多死亡的捆绑。
Even though we have been delivered from all the bondage of death.
但是你永远把他们放在生命的指望中。
But you continue to place us in the hope of life.
我们要向你低头下拜。
We have to bow our head and worship you.
但是我们的主, 你给我们灵里面时刻维持这样的苏醒。
Lord, may you continue to give us such alertness in our spirit.
叫我们不是从外面的事物去认识你的工作。
So we would not come to know of your work from the external matters.
也不是从我们的愚昧无知。
And we do not follow on to your grace from our foolishness and ignorance.
你要让我们慢慢慢慢的就知道，一切的怜悯、恩典、慈爱，全是出于你的自己。
But you gradually will show us all the source of your grace and mercy and compassion is from yourself.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head and worship you.
感谢主过去给我们的带领。We
thank thee how you have led us in the past.
仰望主在我们前边该走的路上，仍然领着我们往前去。Lord,
we look unto you in our days and our path ahead. You continue to lead us onward.
直到我们与你一同显现在荣耀里。Until
you help us to appear in glory with you.
我们将祷告仰望。 奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look unto you and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.